Okay, so we got to the bottom of Hey Dalit on the base, a few lines up. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom. The Gemara says Itmar. Itmar, Eivar she'ein olav kezayis basar b'makom zeh. You have a limb of the Karban Pesach which doesn't have kezayis in one particular area, but v'yesh olav kezayis basar b'makom acher, but another part of the body, there is a kezayis. And you break it in the area where there's no kezayis. The fact that the kezayis is elsewhere, is that going to make there an isser or not? Because to violate the isser of shviras etzim, there needs to be kezayis abasar. So here again, where you're breaking it, there's no kezayis abasar, but elsewhere on the limb there is kezayis. So that's the machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, yesh bo mishum shviras etzim. You do violate this isser. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Amar, ein bo mishum shviras etzim. It's not. Rabbi Yochanan asks the kasha to Rish Lakish. Eisvei Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. V'etzim lo sishbru. He quotes from a brisa. Pasuk says, v'etzim lo sishbru bo. Echad etzim sheish olav kezayis basar, ve'echad etzim she'ein olav kezayis basar. Whether it's a bone that has a kezayis basar, whether it's a bone that does not have a kezayis basar. So that's what the Braisa says. There's an isser across the board, all types of bones. So my, what does it mean, ein olav kezayis basar? What does it mean that there's a bone that has no basar on it? Ein olav kezayis basar klal. If it's a bone that has absolutely no meat on it at all, there obviously should not be an isser at all. So it can't be a case where the bone is completely removed of basar. El olav hachi kamar is not saying as follows. Echad etzim sheyesh olav kezayis basar b'makom zeh. Whether it's a bone that has kezayis in this area, ve'echad she'ein olav kezayis basar b'makom zeh, ve'yesh olav kezayis basar b'makom acher. It's not talking about this very case. That there is, we're breaking the bone, that very spot, there is not a kezayis, but elsewhere on the aver there is a kezayis, and the Braisa says, Yerchayiv, it serves as a great raya for Rabbi Yochanan and Akasha to Rish Lakish. So Amar Leh, the Gemara responds, or Rabbi Rish Lakish responds, lo, that's not how to read the Braisa. This is the way to read the Braisa. Hochi kama. Echad etzem she'esh olav kezayis basar mi b'chutz, ve'echad etzem she'en olav kezayis basar mi b'chutz, but v'yesh olav kezayis basar mi b'fnim, v'makum shvira. This is how you read it. Whether it's a bone that has kezayis basar on the outside, there's an isser. Whether it's a bone that has no kezayis on the outside, but has kezayis on the inside, those types of bones are going to be usser. But if it's a case where there is no kezayis, both on the outside and on the inside, and there's no kezayis basar, you would not be chayiv according to Reish Lakish. Now there's a discussion here. The Rambam writes the Lashon as follows. Ein chayavim ela al shviras etzim, sheyesh olav kezayis basar, o sheyesh b'moach. The way to literally read this is that you're only chayiv on breaking the bone if there is a kezayis basar, or there's moach, or there's marrow. He doesn't say, o sheyesh bo kezayis moach. He just says, as long as there's moach, there's some marrow inside. So the Tzofnas Paneach, the Ragushever, wants it to be medayik as follows in the Rambam. It goes against the Gemara here, but Rambam says that you only require kezayis on the basar, on the meat. But when it comes to the moach, apparently you do not need a kezayis on the moach. I'm not sure the svar for that, but that's what the Diki writes in the Rambam. However, the Mari Krukos, one of the Mefarshim on the Rambam himself, in the when you open up a regular Rambam, they find it on the bottom. The Mari Krukos says, no, the Lashon kezayis is going both on the basar and on the moach. Therefore, the Rambam requires even a kezayis for the moach inside the bones. Right, so you might not be able to tell until afterwards, but when violating the lav, so if we turned out that there's kezayis moach inside, you'd be over the iser retroactively, I guess. I mean, at that shot, you retroactively in your mind, it would have been violating the iser at the spot. You just don't know until after finding out. So then the Gemara says four lines from the top. V'hatana, doesn't the Braisa teach us v'etzim lo sishbru bo, don't break the bones of the Karban Pesach, echad etzim sheish b'moach, whether it has the moach, the marrow, v'echad etzim she'ein b'moach, or whether it does not have it. That's what the pasuk says. Uma ani mekayim v'ochlu etzim basa b'layla hazeh, b'basa she'agave etzim, agave etzim. So if you can't break the bones to get to the marrow inside, there's an isser. So what does the pasuk mean, eating the basar at night time? That must be referring to the meat on top of the etzem, but it can't be referring to the meat that's inside the etzem because you can't get to the meat in the inside the etzem. So that's what the brisa says. Okay. Now this v'hatana, by the way, is a brisa as a nechusa. It's coming to support the din that there's an isser to break the bones to get to the moach on the inside. Okay. So the Gemara says... Sorry. The basa shagavi etzem, you might think it's only talking about the basa and the etzem. Oenu ella b'basa shebisoch etzem. Maybe the pasuk when it says v'ochlos abasa, when you eat the meat, it means even eat the meat that is inside the etzem. Even eat the moach. Maybe that's part of the achilah mitzvahs achilas karim pesach. Eating the meat inside the bone. And then umani mekayim. What would I tell you? What does the pasuk mean? V'etzem lo sisper bo, when you can't break the bones. That's talking about be'etzem sheish b'moach, when there's no marrow inside. How about be'etzem sheish b'moach shover v'ochel? Maybe one's allowed to break the bone to get to the moach. The iser only exists when there is no moach inside, but when there is moach inside, you're allowed to break it. It's all part of the havamina. If al titman, don't ask the following question: Sharei yavo asev yitche lo sasei? Because don't be so troubled. Because have the assay of eating a karm pesach that will violate the los assay of breaking the bones. It makes a lot of sense that you should be able to break the bone to eat the moach inside. So the Gemara says no. Kishu omer ve'etzem lo yishru bo pesach sheni. The pasuk repeats it a second time. You can't break the bones in the context of pesach sheni. Gemara says she'ein tam lomar. You don't need to tell me the pesach sheni there's an issue to break the bones. Sharei kvar nema already told us kechol chukas pesach yasu oso. All the lachas of Pesach Rishon apply to Pesach Sheni. Included would be breaking the bones of the Pesach. So why does the pasuk have to repeat yet specify that there's an issur to break the bones of the Pesach Sheni? It seems superfluous. So the Gemara says Haviomer. So therefore, the extra pasuk of don't break the bones in Pesach Sheni must be coming to teach me as follows: that echad etzem sheish b'moach ve'echad etzem sheish b'moach. Why the double two pesukim? One to teach me the typical din that you can't break the bones when there is moach, when there's no moach, which is obvious, you can't break it for no purpose. But even in a case where there is moach inside, there's also an issur to break the bones based on that extra pasuk found in the context of Pesach Sheni. That's this whole discussion.
Well, how would you even know?
So that was part of we were asking before, how would you know? It's possible that maybe certain bones are known to have marrow, certain bones are not known to have marrow. We said before, like the thigh bone had a lot of the marrow in it, I think, right? So maybe based on that. I'm not really sure. Or maybe in Echanam, you don't know, and you break the bones. If it turns out that there's no Moach, so you violate the Isser in the Havamina. In the end of the day, the Maskana, you violate the Isser regardless. Now, in the Havamina, the Gemara had this suggestion that the Asay Docha Lo Sasay, the Asay of eating the Moach, the mitzvah of eating the Karim Pesach, will violate the Lo Sasay of breaking the bones, had not been for an extra pasuk. So the Shagas Ari wants to bring the following Raya. He says, Mistama, that the Moach, the marrow, will not have Kazayas. So if there's less than a Kazayas, he wants to say it must be that there's a mitzvah to eat achilas karim pesach even less than a kezias. Because if there's not a mitzvah to eat less than a kezias, what's the assay of getting to the bone marrow if there's going to be less than a kezias of eating the moach? So it must be when you break the bones, los assay, the assay is doch the los assay, the assay of eating the moach, even though it's less than a kezias, there still is a mitzvah to achilas karim pesach. That's the Shagas Ari writes. That is the discussion of Rav Yosef Engel, who apparently you like. He has this discussion about that as well, right? Chatzishir, whether it applies to mitzvahs as well. So that's definitely part of the discussion. It seems like not this. They don't seem to be arguing about Chatzishir in general. They seem to say, particularly when it comes, we'll get to a second, the Brisker Rav, what this machlokas might be about. But maybe that's a right angle to look at, whether you say Chatzishir by mitzvahs asay.
Right angle to look at.
The right angle is the right. The Minchas Chinuch writes that no, he argues, he says, no, you do require kezias for achilas karim pesach. Ah, so what's the assay when you're breaking open the bones? What's the assay of eating it? Because you're taking the moach to be mitzayer for it, to join it with other basar, so it's going to be part of the tzirif of kezias. That's why. But in Echanami, less than a kezias of basar will not be a kim achilas mitzvah karim pesach. The Brisker Rav is mechalik as follows. Two dinim. One din is the Karim Pesach, and one din is the rest of the kachim. When it comes to Karim Pesach, he says, the mitzvah of Karim Pesach is to do a ma'isa achila. Ma'isa achila, like in general, requires a kezias. An action requires a kezias. Therefore, less than a kezias would not be a mitzvah achilas Pesach. When it comes to kachim, the locha, the mitzvah is not to eat it, it's to have it eaten. The kachim has to be finished, complete. So in that case, even less than a kezias will help complete the kachim from getting rid of it. That's the chilek the Brisker Rav says between Karim Pesach and kachim. Now, let's do quickly a Tosos. We have a lot of time, a lot of fun stuff to do today. Tosos writes Keshehu.
650.
Yeah. We're doing good so far, I think. I'm a base is pretty... I'm a base. Oh. Yeah, it's pretty quick on a base, I think. So Tosos writes Keshehu Omer Ve'etzem Lo Yishbru Bo Pesach Sheni. He quotes the Gemara Beperek Dam Chatas Bizvachim Yolof Mahach. We learn from here the Ein Ase Docha Lo Sase Bekachim Midichsiv Midikas Rachmona Gai Pesach Ve'etim Lo Yishru Bo. The halacha is, although normally Ase is Docha Lo Sase, these halachas do not apply to Kachim. Kachim does not apply. The halachas of Ase Docha Lo Sase does not apply. So he asks the following question: Bekasha Heichi Yolof Minei Vamai Nami Tzarkra Hocha. This is not a classic case of Ase Docha Lo Sase. Because hacha ha beinna di miakir lav lo mekayim asay. Normally the din is, we saw Tosas much earlier, like 20 blot earlier. Asay docha lo sase has to be where you mekayim the asay at the very moment you mekayim the lo sase. In this case, there are two different times. First I break it, and then afterwards I eat it. The asay is not coming at the same moment as violating the lav. So it shouldn't be a classic case of asay docha lo sase. How does Gemara in Zvachim use this as a prototype of an Ase Dochalos Ase? They're happening at two different moments. So I thought maybe Adam would jump on this one, based on the Piskei Tosos we quoted earlier in the year in Zvachim. He says that the only time you require the Ase Dochalos Ase at the same time is when it's possible for them to happen at the same time. Here, it's impossible for them both to happen at the same time. So when it's impossible, we allow the Ase and Los Ase to happen at different points. So since the only way to get to the meat is by breaking it, it becomes as if they're happening at the same time, even though in actuality they're not. The Turi Evan explains further, which makes a little bit more sense. The lo sase, breaking the bones, is actually the haschalas achila. It's the beginning of the achila. So therefore, the ase is actually happening at the same time as you're breaking the bone. They're happening at the same moment, the ase docha lo sase, and that's how it gets out of this problem of the Tosfos.
That's strange, because the Gemara is in Gittim, Chatzi Mechor, and Tosfos says there about the inna, one's by the hara, one by the gemara bia.
And why it's not haschalas? I don't remember if that's there, but b'shachar avdo, the question there.
Maybe it's not over the law with
we're in Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin and Kedushin. About that point now.
I thought by
that's the Gemara in Gittin, right? It's quoting the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Alright. Okay. Have to look there. Okay. So you're saying with that, Mishnah would be a Haschalas Bia, so why would that be Mechalek? Right here. Okay, so that's the Gemara Navaita. Gemara says Meisive, around 20 lines from the top. Meisive, Eiver Sheyatsu Miktsoso, if a Eiver leaves outside the area where it's not supposed to leave, so Ad Makum Shemagila Etzem, V'Kolef, Ad Shemagila Perak V'Chotech. So I'm not sure exactly what's going on here, but the part of the arm, let's say, the animal had left the area, so that arm has to be cut off because it's a psul of yotze, left the place, left the area where it's allowed to be left. So you have to start like shaving off some of the flesh until the area that it didn't go out. But then when it comes to the bone, you have to take out the entire bone because you can't crack the bone in half. So you're going to have the arm where some of the flesh, let's say the bottom half of the arm was went out. You draw a line here. So the flesh from the point that left has to be removed and can't be eaten. The flesh from the rest of the bone can be kept and eaten. But in terms of the bone itself, the entire bone is one unit. Even the part of the bone that was left inside has to be completely removed because you can't break the bone. So again, Meisi Ve'ed Gemara says, asks the Eva Shiyatsu Miktsas, only part of it left out. Chotech Ad Makom Shemagia Le'etzem V'Kolef Ad Shemagia Le'Perek V'Chotech. So you cut off part of the area that left out, and for the bone, you cut off the entire Ad Magila Perak until the end of the bone. You have to cut off the entire bone. Now the Gemara says, "V'amris Eiver she'ein alav kazayis basar b'makom zeh, v'yesh makom acher ein b'mishum shviras etzim." According to you, Reish Lakish, that you say a bone, let's say a part, an area which has no meat on it in that area, but another part of the bone does have kazayis, you could break it in the part where there's no basar. So lamali the kolif ad shemagila perak v'chotich. Niklope Porto Vinispre. Why do you have to peel some of the meat off until you get to the perek and remove the whole bone? Maybe you should peel off the flesh up until the point where it left and crack the bone where there's no flesh anymore. When there's no, according to Reish Lakish again, when there's no basar in the bone, you're allowed to break that bone even though there might be basar on another area of the bone. So why do you have to take the entire bone out and throw it out? Just remove the flesh from the part that left, break that part of the bone off, and you could keep the rest of the bone to be eaten. That's the kasha they ask against Reish Lakish. So, by Amar, Mishum Paka, Rashi says, Mishum Paka, Shemi Yifka, Vishbar Tachas Abasar, Kishicha Al Makum Aklaf. When you start cracking the bone, they're concerned the crack might go further, deeper down the area where there is basar, and that's going to be a gzeir we're concerned, so don't break it at all. You're right, fundamentally, you can slice it right down the middle and throw out only the bone that went outside, but they're afraid that's going to have additional cracks to where the area of the bone where there is basar. Ravina Amar Bikolis. Bikolis is, Rashi says, redondil shel hayad yeshba moach mitocho lo mahani le klipa. So there is the area of the hand that has a lot of moach in it, and the klipa won't work here. What's this answer again? Shem klipa. Any help from the articles? I guess I'm a
thigh bone.
It's the thigh bone here.
Thigh bone.
Rashi's
forbidden to break that. That could, as a learner, if you're forbidden to break a bone that contains marrow, according to Reish Lakish, this contains a good marrow located at the place of the breakage.
Exactly. Because even Reish Lakish agrees, if there's moach inside, that means there's basar inside. Even he'll agree there's an isser there as well. So you're right. In the other areas of the body, Ravina says you actually can break it. But when it comes to this area of the thigh bone, Rashi says, yad, maybe the hand, I'm not sure which one it is, maybe a machlokas, whatever the... But an area where there's known to be marrow there, so then even Reish Lakish will agree you can't break it because of the moach that's found inside. Okay. Says the Gemara now. So two reasons why you can't break it, either because it might crack further than it goes, or because there's going to be moach inside, and even Reish Lakish agrees there's an isser. Says the Gemara, quotes the Mishnah now. Tanan, we saw this Mishnah already. Hasam, it's taught over there. Hapigal va noser metamines yadayim. There's a Mishnah all the way we saw earlier, and it's really also found in the end of Pesachim. It said the pigal and nosar, if the Kohen had in mind a bad machshava, eating the carbon outside the proper time, it makes it pigal. And if it's left overnight, these things are metame, the hands of the Kohen, for touching. Midirabanan, they become tame for touching such carbonos. What's the reason? One said because we're choshed. We're choshed what? We're choshed, Rashi explains, chadamar mishum chashdei kuna, shechashudin lefaga carbon mishum eva. He's not going to like the Yisrael who's bringing the carbon. He's going to have in mind that he's going to be mefagil, so the guy's going to violate an iser of eating pigle. Gazu al pigle, sheitam eshedaim, kidei sheitzet sarach lahatpil, yodov kodum shiika bekodum shriyat yichul. He said, listen, Kohen, if you have in mind a machshava, a pigle, you're going to become tameh, you're going to have to go wash your hands and go to the mikvah again. So for that reason, they won't do pigle. Very strange thing. They're not scared about doing pigle, but they are scared about getting their hands tameh. How is that going to help anything? Obviously, if they don't care about making the guy's carbon a pigle, why do they care about their hands becoming tameh? So Tosas already addresses this. Tosas writes, Mishum Chashdekuna, Vim Tomar Kimokain, Lo Yahushul Asos Batuma. Just like they're not concerned about making someone else's carbon pigle, they shouldn't be concerned about getting their hands tumas yadayim. Yesh Lomar Tosa says, the Afl Rishaim Chamir Lu Tuma, even the Rishaim apparently took Tuma very seriously, Kidamrin and Gemar Numa, Lilam Chashachamura Len Taras Kalim, Yosem Mishvichas Damim. Very strange Gemara, very interesting line, that they were more careful about Tuma Vatara than they were about killing people. Interesting Gemara there about a father and her son. Okay, so Chashdekuna is the reason why they said you're going to be Metami Yadayim if you touch a pigle. And the other opinion, Atzekuna, we're concerned about people being lazy. They're talking about being lazy, not eating the kachrim in the proper time. So listen, if you're lazy, you leave over Nosar, you're going to become Tame. So those are two different reasons. So Gemara says, Mar Masniya Pigle, one of them is referring to pigle. Umar Masniya Nosar, one was referring to Nosar. Mind the Masniya Pigle, one referring to pigle, Mishim Chashdekuna. Because the one who's going to make it pigle, this reason why we made it Tumas Yadayim is because we're choshed he's going to have bimafaga for somebody he doesn't like. Mind the Masnei Anos, the one who taught this line on regarding Nosar, Mishma Atzei Kahuna. Okay, fine. So now, Mar Masnei Kizayis, Mar Masnei Kibetza. What shear, how much of this pigle, how much of the Nosar is going to be able to make the person the Kohen Tameh? So one person says the Kizayis is going to be Tameh Zidayim, and one person says the Kibetza. What's the machlokas? Man the masne kizayis ki suro, because the isra pigal, the isra nosar, or nosar really, applies to if it's a, I think either one, the isra to eat it is if there's a kizayis. So since really, b'etzem, these things, pigal and nosar, are also to be eaten, so the real, that's a real ikr isra, we extended the same shear to the tuma is also going to be a shear kizayis. Uman the masne kibetza kutumaso. No, in general, when it comes to dine tuma, kibetza is the shear needed for tuma, so that's why the other person said the shear to be metami adayim is going to be kibetza. That's the machlokas. As Machlokas Ram and Ravid, what level Tuma the Nosar and Pigal will make the person? Is the Pigal going to be level Tumas Rishon or Tumas Sheni? Sheni the Tuma, Rishon the Tuma. That's a Machlokas. I'm not sure what it's based on, but that's a Machlokas. What's the Geder of this Tuma? Gemara asks, Ibarilu Yotze Gazer Ban Tuma Olo. Were we only Gozer on Pigal and Nosar? What about Yotze? What is the Psul Yotze if the Karm Pesach, or not Karm Pesach, any Kachim that leaves the area it's supposed to leave, Tumas Yotze, will that create Tuma or not? Mikaz mi amrina noser de gazer tuma dasi li atulebe, aval yotze afuki bedaim lo mafki le bedaim lo gazer be your bottom tuma? Do we say because of the laziness, that's why we're gozer and noser tuma? What comes to yotze, people don't intentionally leave things out. It's going to be completely accidental. It's not going to be laziness that a person might bring it outside. There's no reason to really be gozer by yotze. Or we said, no, any type of a psul that applies to a carbon, any kachim, maybe we are gozer tuma. That's the Shiloh Gemara has. Toshma, Eber shiyatza miktsasa choteich ad shemagila etzim, v'kolif, ad shemagila perk, v'choteich. So according to the Bryce above, when it comes to the flesh, you only have to cut the flesh off up until where it left. When it comes to the bone, you have to take the entire bone, even the part of the bone that did not leave the area. So says the Gemara, Navi Amrit, if you were to say Gazu Bei Rabbanon Tuma, if there's a Tuma on Yotze, Ki Chotech Lei Mayhava, just because you cut it off, how's that going to help? Hokumitamile Tuma Starmhi. Hokumitamile, you're going to be Mitami the rest of it. Where Rashi says, Hokumitame Pnimi Machmas Magal Sha Yotze Amachubarlo. So you have the entire bone. So what good is by removing the bone and everything else by you, everything touching, the bone that touches the rest of the body, is going to be metame the whole behema. So what good are you going to do by cutting off and removing the part that went outside? So it must be that tuma does not apply to yotze. Otherwise, the entire carbon would be possible midin yotze, midin tuma. So the answer is the Gemara, tuma starmi. This is tuma that's hidden. The tuma starm lo metame, and tuma starm does not metame other things when it's hidden. So right, Rashi explains in Mashani Tumas Besa Sadarmi, Kol Maga Chibor Besa Sadarm, Shein Makom Mago Nira. When you can't see the area where it's touching, that's called Tumas Besa Sadarm. And he quotes the source of this Gemara Nida. So this, since it's Tumas Sadarm, the touching of the bone is touching the inside of the body of the animal where you can't see. It won't be matame other things, and therefore there might be a psul tuma. Maybe psul yotze will be tame, but it can't be matame other things in Besa Sadarm. Ravina damar chibur ochlin lav chiburhu. However, Ravina held that this is a little complicated. Tumas starim only applies to things that are chibur, that are connected. When things are connected internally, it cannot transfer tuma. But if things are not chibur, but they're touching, you can have something that's magav, not chibur. I could be touching this safer. It's magav, it's not chibur. Chibur has to be connected. So if it's not chibur, then the heter of Tumas Beis Starm doesn't apply anymore. Beis Starm will be metame, something that's maga, although it's hidden, but if it's chibur, it won't be metame. So the Ravina who held Amar chiburei ochel and lav chiburhu, he thinks when two foods are connected, this animal, which is now ochel, which is chibur, that does not qualify as chibur anymore, it's simply maga, and maga will transfer tuma. So what's he going to say? It sounds like, according to Ravina, that if the outside of the yotze touches the rest of it, if the yotze was tame, it should mitame the rest of the animal because it's not chibur anymore, even though it's beis hasdarim. So it must be a raya, according to Ravina, that yotze is not going to be tame. So again, the Gemara says, L'Ravina damar chibur ochlen lav chibur hu, u'kamandim mefrasi dami. It's as if it's separated, ma'ikil memor. What's he going to say? Ha'kanag ba'dadeh, v'kam mitame. They're touching each other, and it's going to be mitame the rest of the animal. Ella. L'man demasne kezayis, delespe kezayis. L'man demasne kebetza, delespe kebetza. No. It's less than a shear. The area of the Eva that left the area that was yotze was less than the proper shear. So according to the opinion who requires a shear of kezayis to be metame, the Eva that left the, when yotze the chutz, had less than a kezayis. And the opinion that said you need a kebetza, the area of the Eva that went outside was less than a kebetza. So there's no raya from here that yotze is going to become tame. Tashma, Gemara brings another ayah. Hamotzi baser pesach mechabur lechabura. If you carry the pesach from one group to another group, afa pisho below sasa. Even though there's a law to do that, you're not allowed to take it outside. Does Rashi quote the source here? Gemara will explain later on. It's still tahor. It's not tummy. It's still going to be tahor, even though it's yotze. Even though you were yotze from the chabura, it's still going to be tahor. So we see the answer: yotze is not tummy. My lav tahor v'aser. Is it not that it's tahor, but it's even though there's an itzer yotze, it's still tahor? The yotze mechabur chabura ki yotze chutz mechitzas adami u'mafsil. That is it not similar to if a person leaves the mechitza, if someone leaves the outside, just like when I can't take my car in Pesach outside my chabura, and there's no, it's still tahor, so too if somebody takes their kudshim outside the area where it's not allowed to leave, outside of the walls of Yishalayim, let's say, or outside the Azara where it can't leave, is it not to say that the same halacha applies where it's going to be tahor? V'afil hachi katani tahor?
Strange havamina.
Sorry?
Strange havamina.
That connecting the two?
Taking from chabura is like taking out of the mechitza.
No, because there's halacha, we'll see in a second, that there's a psul yotze of removing from your area of eating the Karim Pesach. Is a psul yotze, but a different level is that same psul yotze similar to a normal psul yotze. And alma lo gazer baron tuma. So we see that when he left the chabura, it's not going to be metame. Mar says lo. When it says it's tar, it means tar mutter. The yotze mechabur lechabur lav ki yotze chutz mechitzas adami v'lo mifsel. No, taking the karim pesach outside your chabura is not the same as taking kachim outside the walls of Yerushalayim. There's no isser. It doesn't disqualify your Karim Pesach. There might be an isser, but it doesn't disqualify the Karim Pesach. You can still eat the Karim Pesach. So when it comes to Chabur, there's no psul and there's no tumah. But maybe when it comes to real psul yotze, taking kachim from outside the walls of Yerushalayim, maybe there's a psul and maybe there's tumah. Hakatani, but what do you mean? Hakatani seifa ha'ochla reizel bolosase. What do you mean that there's no problem of taking the Karim Pesach outside your Chabur? There's a Mefurish Gemara that tells us, Bryce that says, someone who eats outside eats the Karim Pesach that was taken outside the Chabura violates a mitzvah lo sase deraisa. So the Bishma malman damar kibetza this be kizayis v'les be kibetza. I understand according to the opinion who requires a kibetza that's metame. So the halacha here is where you took a kizayis outside your Chabura. So since there's not a kibetza, you violated the iser because you took a kizayis outside. You were yotze from your Chabura with a kizayis. But won't become mitame because there's less than a kibetza. Because according to this opinion, that requires a kibetza for the shear of tumah. Elulman damar kizayis, that you require kizayis to mitame ma'ik lememar. If you're talking about more than kizayis, where there's an iser to take the karim pesach outside the chabura, then the mele there's also going to be a tumah because this opinion holds that kizayis is the shear of tumah. If you hold there's less than a kizayis and there's not going to be tumah less than a kizayis, well, there's also not going to be an iser to eat less than kizayis outside the chabura. El b'yotze Pesach lo mibaylam. We're never dealing with the issue of yotze in regards to Pesach. Delo gazer banan tuma. There never goes a tuma regarding Karim Pesach. My taima b'nei chabur is reasonin. Umizhar zehiri be. Because when it came to the Karim Pesach, you're eating in a group. Everybody in the group, the large chabur, everyone was zaris. You're watching over each other, making sure, no, don't take the Karim Pesach outside of chabur. People were watching over you. So there's no concern that they will come to the case of yotze. But since yotze is very unlikely, but the Karim Pesach, there never goes their tumah.
What does it mean yotze? Yotze from where?
You have your chabura. So I'm not sure exactly how you establish that area. But we said, we're going to sit in this room. This room in the house is going to be ours. Don't leave this room. So they were pretty confident that people wouldn't leave because they would all remind each other. So therefore, there's no need to be gozer tumah. Ela kikum abaylan. When did they have such a shaila about tumas yotze? Whether tumah applies to yotze or not? Midir banan again tumah. The yotze bekudshim. That was the shaila. My take. The Gemara doesn't have an answer. They weren't sure whether they applied tumas their banan to the yotze. Umotzi basa bePesach. Gemara says mechabur lechabur minayin. What's the source that they're not allowed to remove the Karim Pesach from one chabura to the next chabura? Minayin. The Tanya, the Brisa says, lo sotzi min habayis min habasar chutzah. So don't take the basar outside the house. Ein li'al mibayis l'bayis. I only know from one house to another house. Mechabura l'chabura minayin. And what about one chabura to another chabura within one house? You have two different groups. People split up in the house. How do I know there's an issur there as well? Tamalomer chutzah. Chutz l'achilasa. The word chutzah, that extra Rashi says, two lines from the top, chutzah kro yaseiru, it's an extra pasuk, the melech chutz l'chaburas achilasa. That extra, because the pasuk says, lo sotzi min abayis. Why does that say chutzah also? Comes to teach me, even outside your own, your very chabura, within one house is going to be problematic as well. Amar Rebbe Ami, hamotzi basar pesach mechabur l'chabura einu chayv ad shianiach. When you remove the Karim Pesach from one chabura to another chabura, you're not chayv until you actually place it down. Why? It's a very interesting gemara. Hotzah k'sivei k'shabbos. You know, it says hotzah, just like by Shabbos it's hotzah. Mashabis ad avid hakir vanacha. If you remember from Ervin, to violate the Isra Otsa, you need two things. You need a kir to pick it up, and you need a hanacha. It's right, almost comical here. Af hachanami ad avid hakir vanacha. Here too, also, when you lift it up, you have to place it down. You require an akira hanacha to violate the Isra of Yotze from Chabur to Chabur by the Karim Pesach. Very fascinating. Now, all the Achronim love this sugi here, especially the Minchas Chinuch, and try to connect every single detail of Hotsa. Do all the details of Hotsa apply to the details of Karban Pesach? This Isser of Hotsa of Karban Pesach. But we're not going to discuss that. Says the Gemara, Masiv, Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal, Hayu Sovlin Oso Bimotos. So if they're busy taking out the Karban Pesach on poles, so Harishonim Yatsu Chutz L'Chomas Hazara. So the first people who leave the Masiv talking about not Karban Pesach, but Kachim in general. Right. Yeah, Rashi's talking about parman esrafim, kigon par v'sayir yom kippurim. The different animals, karbanos, that need to eventually get burnt. They need to get burnt outside the Gimel Machanas. So they're busy taking it outside the Gimel Machanas. So the first people who first exit the Chomos Hazara, hachronim lo yatu, and the people on the end of the poles haven't yet left the Hazara. What's the din? Harishonim mitam begadim, that's halacha, that they become tamei, the begadim get tamei for carrying this outside. V'achronim ain't mitamim begadim, but the people, the last ones who haven't left the Azara just yet, are not mitamim begadim. V'holo nach, but didn't rest. You didn't place it down on the ground yet. Didn't we say, Hotsa, the din of Yotze, you require akir and hanacha? And there's no hanacha for the people who are the Rishonim. They're carrying it poles on their shoulders. Answers the Gemara, whom most of love, whom mefarik la. He asks it, he answers it. Binigrarin, where they're actually dragging it, agave karka, dika nacha. They're dragging, I'm not sure why they're poles, but the pole somehow is a very heavy animal. It's being dragged along the ground, along the poles, and there is the hanacha. So you see this, I guess this, the yotze, the chiva, akir of hanacha, does not only apply to the hotza of chabur el chabur by the Karim Pesach, but applies in fact to all kachim. You require the akir of hanacha. Says the new mission, which we saw already twice in Amna Aleph. Aver shiyotza miktsa, so an aver that part of it left the, it was yotze from the area it's supposed to leave. Chotech ad shemegila etem, v'kalef ad shemegila perk, v'chotech. So you have to rip some of the skin off until the point where it left, and the bone, you have to completely remove the bone, ad sheper.
Why isn't this a riot to that yotze becomes shemizmutam?
Because I think this is a special gzeir sakasav, that these things in particular are mitamim begadim, parman esrafim. I think it's mefurish that way. So this is a special din derisa. We wanted to know about psul tumim derban by other yotzes. So again, the Mishnah says aver shiyotza miktsasa chotech ad shemegilat and mekolef ad shemegilah perek v'chotech. So you have to remove some of the flesh, and then you remove the entire bone, even though only half the bone left the area. The whole bone must be removed. Uvim mukdashim. When it comes to kachim, though, that was all karm pesach. But kachim kotets bekofets. Shein bo mishum shvirat etzem. Just slice it down. Use a saw or something, a strong knife. Slice it in half because there's no issur shvirat etzem by other kachim. You don't need to remove the entire bone. What?
From cleaver, I think.
Cleaver, yeah? Okay. Then the Mishnah says, mina agaf vilifnim kilifnim. What's the agaf? So Rashi explains here. The door stopper. So Rashi says, mina agaf vilifnim kilifnim. Ha agaf kari kol makam ha gefes ha delas. The area, I guess, in the molding which holds closes the door, where it's, the door stops. So when you close the door, you know, there's a part that kind of sticks out, the door can't go any further in, that would be the agaf. So that area, what's the status of that area, of the agaf, in regards to becoming, is that part of the inside of the area of the room or outside the area of the room? So the Mishnah says, from that point on and in, that's klifnim. That's part of the inside of the room. From the point and out, that's kilichutz. And then Rashi says, what's the nafkamina? Rashi, mina agaf v'lifnim, dehainu tochair mamish kilifnim v'ochlin sham kachi kachim. When you're supposed to eat the kachi kachim, kachi kalim rather, the shlamim, for example, you can eat it in the entire Yishlaim. If you're, let's say, standing from the agaf and inside, that's all considered inside Yishlaim and can be eaten there. Outside that, that's considered a chutz. Then the Mishnah concludes, Hachalonos, the windows of Ovi Achomen, the thickness of the walls, Kilifnim, that's also viewed as part of inside the city. So it says the Gemara, Amar Yehuda, Marav, V'chein L'Tfila, the same halacha applies to Tfila. What does that mean? Says the Rashi, V'chein L'Tfila, Ha'omed min Agav V'lifnim, Mitztarif La'asara, V'omed Chutz L'Pesach, Ein Mitztarif. So in terms of having 10 people for the minyan, so as long as you're from that part of the doorstop and in, even though you might be in the actual doorway, but as long as you haven't gone past the agaf, you're part of the minyan, you're counted part of the minyan.
Is that a purpose mistake? Chutz mi-Pesach? Probably really with the tough, no? The opening.
Ah. Oh, yeah, probably. What does the article say for that Rashi? Do you see? I brought my wrong sifta here. Probably should be chutz l'agaf and chutz l'pesach, yeah. Must be something like, must be, yeah.
What's the problem?
Omer chutz l'pesach with a samach. How's your...
Tom.
Oh, okay, so ours is a mistake. We have pei samach ches. Yeah, okay, so with this up, okay. So outside the walls, so again, that's the halacha. Also, same din applies to counting for minyan. There's a long tosis here about this discussion. We won't go into it now, though. Rabbi Shur ben Levi. Rabbi Shur ben Levi argues. Damar Rabbi Shur ben Levi, afilu mechitas shel barzel ein mafsek es ben yisrael avim mishav shemayim. You could be anywhere in the world, and there's nothing gets in the way between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore you even outside that you might be considered part of the minyan. So there's a big the big discussion in the poskim. They use this gemara to deal with the issue of can you answer Amen and other types of tefillahs on via telephone. If someone says a bracha on the telephone, can you respond to them as to Amen? So the Shulchan Aruch brings down that we paskin that like Rabbi Shur ben Levi that a filu mechitza shel barzel ein mafsekes. If you hear it, you can answer Amen. You're still part of it, even through the phone. You could, in theory, nothing gets in the way. You can respond Amen. But the halacha is, however, when this halacha applies, there can be nothing, there can't be davar amitunaf or avodah zar in between where you are and somewhere else. So if it's very long distance from you to Israel, let's say, and someone says a bracha on the phone, chances are there's going to be a lot of dirty things in the way where you can't say brachas in front of. So that only if it works that there's nothing dirty between the two of you. So if you're standing in one room and the other area of the shul, nothing mitunaf in between, you can answer. But in this case, that would be problematic. The Shulchan Aruch only brings that down as a Yesh Omrim. Some say that if there's something, a Davar Matunaf in between, you shouldn't respond. But normally, the Shulchan Aruch, we pass him what the Stam, what he says initially, where he says, we pass him, you can't say a bracha, even when something is, even though there's a Mechitza Shel Barzel. So some say one can be Mekil, based on the Shulchan Aruch, to answer Amen over the phone, even if there would be a Davar Matunaf in between. Because the Shulchan Aruch is only Machmir as a Yesh Omrim. Rav Shlomo Zalman says the phone doesn't work because the phone, the sound we hear, is not the actual voice of the person. It had been, I'm not sure exactly how it works, but it's the... It's
electronically...
Yeah, something like that. It's not the real voice.
But the halacha is to answer Amen. You don't even need to hear what the person said. You just need to know the person made a bracha. Like
basically, Warren Sukkah, you're saying, Alexandria, they waved the other things.
They waved the flags. So, you just have to know what bracha they made and that bracha was made then. And that's it. So the phone should still satisfy to at least meet that requirement.
Interesting. Interesting. But let's say it applies to another halacha. Let's say a baruch. Let's say baruch. So then I'm not sure that same halacha would apply. Maybe it would. I don't know. But that's a very interesting point. I don't know if they address that. Okay.
The issue of something between you and the person making the baruch. I mean, the shul in Alexandria, so there was only the shul. You didn't hear it, but there was no shul.
Right. But see, saying, but Rav Shlomo Zalman's point was, the reason why you can't say Amen, forget the Davar Matunaf. Let's say you know there's no Davar Matunaf. He contended that the voice you're hearing is not the actual voice, it's electronic. And what I'm suggesting is that no, there's nothing to do with that. As long as you know the bracha and the time of the bracha, it's enough to say Amen. So it's a good kash. Okay, says the Gemara now.
Amen, because you don't really know, because you know what I'm saying? Because you're not really hearing it. Even Alexander, they had the flag, so you knew.
Flag is a better simon than but here it's someone's voice
digitally, right? So your voice is digitally enhanced. So you don't, you know what I'm saying? You don't know it's really the person.
Yeah?
I'm just saying, what could be the swarm?
Right.
Could be the National Security Agency has intercepted the phone call. Maybe we, it wasn't really a bracha at all.
You never know, right?
Also, there's a delay, you know what I'm saying?
Right, but the delay is probably no more than a second or two, which you probably could still say Amen that amount of time afterwards. It's not too much of a delay, I'd imagine. Okay, says the Gemara now. Hagufa Kasha, four lines from the Gemara, from the Mishnah. Hagufa Kasha. Amris minai agaf lifnim klifnim upper and in is klifnim ha agaf asmo kilchut. But the actual doorstop area, that small area, that's kilchut. But ema seifa, the seifa says minai agaf lichut kilchut, from the doorstop and out is outside ha agaf asmo klifnim. But from this perspective, the doorstop area itself is going to be klifnim. So is it kilchut or klifnim? That's the stira. The Gemara says, "Lo kasher, kan b'shari azara, kan b'shari Yishalayim." No, it depends when we're talking about the gates of the Azara or the gates of Yishalayim. The Amar Rebbe Shmuel bar Rebbe Yitzchak mipnei ma lo niskad shushari Yishalayim. Why did they not mimekadesh the gate of Yishalayim? Mipnei shemitzurayim maginim tachtein b'chama mipnei achama b'ksham mipnei akshamim. Because the Mitzrayim would use the gates, they'd go underneath the gates of Yishalayim to get protection from the sun, protection from the rain. So for that reason, they didn't want to be Mekadesh, that doorpost area, the area of the gate. So if in this case, the Agaf would be considered Kilachutz when it came to Shari Yishalayim. But Shari Azara, they had no concern of this, so the Agaf would be considered Kilifnim. They were Mekadesh, even the areas of the gates. The Amar Rebbe Shmuel by Rav Yitzchak mipnei ma lo niskadsha shar niknur. Why was shar niknur one of the gates? I think the eastern gate. Why was it not mikadesh? Mipnei shemitzaram omdim cham machnisin bahonas yadam. Because that's where the mitzar would stand. They'd stick his hands inside, his thumbs inside, to become tamei. Because you require the bahonas, the hands have blood in the thumbs in the Beis Hamikdash, but they were not allowed in the Beis Hamikdash itself, only their thumbs were. So that gate where they were standing, they didn't want to be Mekadosh that area, so the Mitzvah could step in that gate to eventually put their Bahonos inside. Okay. So I guess we'll stop here. A few minutes to get ready for...